Good morning, Roseanne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so nice to see you. And we have a couple of really great questions for you.
We always have great questions.
Absolutely. So, Roseanne, we'd like to know about divorce versus separation.
Divorce versus separation.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about that?
What's the difference?
Well, really, there's no... The biggest difference is divorce is a final event, and it ends the marriage completely. With separation, you're still married, but you may want to have some kind of an agreement that addresses all of the issues that you would normally address in a divorce, like custody and parenting time you could put into a separation agreement.
So separations are legal then?
Yeah, they're definitely legal, but they're not that common because most people that go to the trouble of negotiating and entering into a separation agreement because it's has to cover every issue that a divorce would just pull the trigger on the divorce. So they're not that common.
Okay.
But it's legal.
Are they wise?
Well, it's good for people that have a need to stay married, technically stay married, but just want to finalize the financial issues between them or their custody issues. For example, somebody may have a chronic illness or condition and need to stay on the other spouse's health insurance, so they have to technically stay married.
Oh.
But they want to be separate, live separate, and really finalize all the other aspects of their marriage. And they can do a separation agreement.
We have a client who has an agreement like that with her husband. They're still married and friendly, and they've made their separation agreement between themselves. And, you know, for insurance reasons and other reasons, they've stayed married.
Okay, but can you marry somebody else if you're... Okay, yeah, that's a big question then. So you cannot...
Well, you could, but you'd be committing polygamy.
Oh, like Big Love.
Yes.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good then.
Or sister wives.
How many people who divorce actually remarry again?
I don't know the statistic on that, but I can tell you that second and third marriages fail at a higher rate than first marriages.
Uh-huh.
And I've done divorces for people.
So you have regulars.
Two and three. Yeah. And then I take their marriage card away.
Oh, really? You actually
yes.
have regulars?
I tell them they're not allowed to get married anymore.
That's probably smart, though.
Is it them or the people that they choose?
Well, who's the common denominator there?
Oh, wow. That's a sin. Okay, so...
You know, I want to get married again just so you can handle my divorce.
I don't think that would be wise.
No?
I don't.
Okay. Talk me out of it.
You see? In 1 second. Okay. So then with separations, I just need to ask you another question about them. Are they recognized in every state?
A separation agreement?
Mm-hmm.
Because a separation agreement doesn't involve a legal proceeding, I mean, yes, it's enforceable in every state, but how do you enforce it? You'd have to start an action. You'd have to start some kind of legal proceeding, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But if they're legal and recognized, then...
Well, let's say you have a separation agreement and you move to Florida and your ex is not honoring the terms. How do you get them to honor the terms? If they won't do it voluntarily, you have to get a court involved. In order to get a court involved, you have to file an action.
Okay.
And then you say to the court, I have this agreement, enforce it for me.
You may as well just be divorced at this point.
For most people, that's really what ends up being the advice we give them if their marriage is really over, unless there's some other overriding concern why they should stay technically stay married, then you might as well just go forward and finalize the divorce.
So I guess with the exception of the health issues and that kind of thing that you were talking about.
Right, yeah.
Well, that absolutely makes sense.
So if you're planning a separation or a divorce, give Roseanne a call. Roseanne, why don't you give us your phone number and email or website?
The phone number is 908-284-6005, and our website is dnddfamilylaw.com.
Definitely give her a call. You'll be glad you did.